Welcome to episode 341 of Spring and Zinky Combat.
I'm Amber.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we're bringing you two movie reviews.
That counts.
Also a vampire trailer. I see why I did that.
Yeah,
see
where I went there?
Some other nerd news, our pod questions, and all those normal things that we do.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and get started with
Let's toss out this bathwater.
Dude, you are drowning.
I know. I can't help it, man. It's sink or swim.
Are you just under so much pressure?
Oh my god, Danny, stole it back from me, bitch. Let's just freestyle this a little bit. It's fine. Holy crap.
Freestyle?
Oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's cool. You're just a bit cold.
You were diving in for
No, god damn it. You were buying fucking time for that.
No, I had it. I was just waiting for you to give me something clever, and you gave me freestyle.
I can't help it.
You could have gone with, like, breaststroke or something.
Breaststroke? No, breaststroke sucks.
Yeah, but I was thinking swimming, breaststroke.
Yeah, freestyle is a swimming stroke, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you used to freestyle. I was like, what?
Yeah, no, you freestyle is, like, the front crawl.
Like doggy paddle?
No, yes, but your face is in the water. Doggy paddle is, like, you do that, but
why would
freestyle...
you put your face in the water, and then you are drowning?
We're going to have so much fun conversations about teaching swimming. It'll be great. So yeah, freestyle is front crawl, but your face is down and then you move a lot faster. That's what most people do. Swim is freestyle. Today on our swimming podcast.
All right, so...
you're going to have a stroke.
That was more fun than underwater.
Yes, it was.
This movie is trash. It's one of those movies that sets an atmosphere with the way it's directed.
How many atmospheres does it set?
One. Shit.
Yeah.
It's black and dark, which you expect because it's underwater, but like, I never felt that I couldn't tell what was happening in the abyss, which is black and underwater.
It also had better character moments, though.
Well, James Cameron.
Yeah.
That's what he does with his movies. This is just...
forgettable.
I mean, this is probably the last Fox movie.
No, there's another one coming out. I saw something else with Fox emblem on it.
Maybe. Who knows? But, like...
Again, my biggest thing, critique of it, and I say it with, like, Elysium. I will not remember that I saw this movie, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It didn't make me hate it, because if hating it, like, you hate BVS. You hate Last Jedi.
But why are you doing this to me?
But you remember them. They because, make you feel something.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
This movie, I guarantee fucking tea, by the end of the year, you will have forgotten that we watched it. You'll
when we do our
review,
we'll be like, oh, we watched Underwater. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that was a movie.
Yeah.
That's the best way. Skip this one.
Dude, it's...
The coolest part for me was I liked the suits, but that's because they remember Gears of War, and I really wanted Gears of War armor.
I don't...
But you're not...
I don't remember this movie at all.
You won't. Don't worry.
I know. But I don't want to.
I know.
And I currently do.
Do.
Although the
currently
good thing...
Currently,
I didn't even do that on purpose.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, so we missed last week. So we sat down, and we were like, we saw two movies. What did we see? What else did we see in the theater? And both of us sat there like...
I had to look it up.
What did we watch? Well, I mean, we had to do it with Amazon Prime, too, but that was a different movie, because I actually liked Overlord.
Yeah.
But, like, we forgot what we went and saw in the theater 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Thank the maker.
Like I told
can't
you.
Wait for this movie to be gone from my brain. But
you
then it might be one of those
it.
Where I'm like, huh,
maybe
you should watch this.
No.
And then it'll start and be like, oh no. Oh, bubba,
no. Nate, no. Nate, no.
please skip Underwater. I think it's actually already on streaming services. It's that bad.
please tell me, was that meant?
That wasn't even meant
that
either.
That was good.
Yeah,
I've
done two streamings and not on purpose.
Oh,
this is bullshit.
Oh, shit.
The second
this.
Movie that we saw... is 1917 the war movie of an officer who's been sent to deliver a message to call off an attack because his brother is, well, not because, but to call off an attack that's going to basically kill an entire platoon. His brother is part of the said platoon. The story's good. The characters are really good. You essentially have two characters in this movie. But it's so beautifully shot that I feel you need, like, this is one of those movies that even if you don't like it, you can appreciate what it did for the way it was filmed. It's so beautifully shot. It's almost one shot.
Yeah, and I think that it is ingenious how much, like, it doesn't beat you over the head with it, But you realize that after a while because you start questioning yourself, like, hey, this movie feels different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is a reason it feels different. Is that it's not jump cuts. It's none of this. It is very organic. It's very slow. It's very methodical. But it's not, like, slow to the point where boring. But it's just one of those, like, you're literally watching people that you generally got to see them through almost every step of their journey.
I'm kind of surprised Sam Mendes did this. Like, I could see Christopher Nolan being somebody that would have done something like this. And it's not a bad thing about
but Mendes, it's not someone you would think, you wouldn't think this would be his mark.
Right.
I am so curious what else he fucking does.
I mean, he did Bond.
But yeah, but I mean, like, that's, like, seeing these.
I wonder what he has up his sleeve. Because this is his movie. Where Bond, I never feel that Bond is any director's movie.
It's like a Marvel movie.
They're just like, here's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have the James Bond. You have to have the drink or whatever. Like, I remember when it was a big deal, he drank a Heineken in one episode or one movie. And like, rah, 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 rah. Yeah. So you kind of are pigeonholed into what you can do. This is so unique out of anything that's out there. I mean, I love this movie. It's fantastic.
I think it like, again, I think there's at least something, everyone, you said it pretty well, that even if you don't like this movie, you will find something to appreciate about it. I really enjoyed this movie. Even if it's just for the cinematography and even if it's just for the fucking sound design, it is gorgeous. Give this shit a shot.
Yeah, I can't agree more. I'm so on board with this movie. I recommend that you see this in the theater.
If you can see it in a special theater, like, go for it. But if you can just see it in theaters, it's worth it.
Yep.
It's worth the price admission.
All right, so we'll come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled reviews of Underwater and 1917. But now we're going to get to our stream review, which was
brought to me by me. We wanted to watch Overlord.
Yep. Which, I mean, both of us wanted to see it. So it's one of those of, like, who suggested this one?
Yep. And we forgot about it when it was in theaters because we were going to see it in theaters. But I wanted to.
I did, but it just hit in a weird spot.
There was stuff.
I think there was other stuff coming out. This is another war movie. This one takes place in World War II.
Yep.
And an American troop has basically been, their drop plane was destroyed. They got scattered in France, and they were basically rescued in a little French town.
Yeah.
In said town, there's a water or a radio tower that's preventing radio signals going out, and
they need to take it down so they can let their air troops come in.
They need to knock down the tower because it's the day before D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the movie tells you it's about. I mean, that's really what the movie's about. But then you find out that the Germans are doing experiments and have basically found a way to bring back the dead to be undead soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Or
to, like, mutate people. It's Wolfenstein. It's kind of a little bit of Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Which, if you haven't played New Order, fuck. Do it.
But
I mean, this is not like New Order, but it's...
But it makes super soldiers, essentially.
Yes.
Where they can be shot and don't really feel pain.
Yeah.
They're fast, they're stronger, all those things. This is cool. I enjoyed this movie. It's not great.
No.
It's not a war movie. It's not a horror movie.
It's a
war movie, maybe?
I was going to say horror
movie. Yeah, like, it's not scary.
No. But it has, like, the feeling, it has the inklings of a lot of things going on. Overall, it's a solid, decent movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think my biggest critique is that I felt like it was small. And I don't know if that was intended. Like, it starts off big and grand always. And they usually say when you start off a movie a certain way, that's how you can feel like where it's going to go. But it immediately contracts and it becomes a very singular person's story.
Yes.
Which, I mean, I guess it was anyway, because it was focusing on him pretty heavily in the plane. But it was fun.
Yeah.
And it was different.
I liked it. It's different. It's still a war movie and it's still a zombie movie, but they're a little different in the two, where the zombies come back and they're like, hey, I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Dinosaur story.
What?
I said, we're back, a dinosaur story.
Jesus Christ. I'm not even going to start with that.
It's all right. Don't worry about it, man.
All my friends are dead.
Brain drain. It's fine. Oh, I wanted to buy that book so bad. Did you open it?
No.
Oh my God. There's one that says, all my friends are dead. And then there's another guy like next day, or there's a tree that says, all my friends got turned into end tables. Next one is an end table. And he says, I wasn't really a good friend with that. Next page is the tree saying, well, shit.
Oh my God!
It was a good book. That's brutal. I kind of want to buy it.
I enjoyed this movie. I didn't love it, but I did enjoy it.
I felt the same way. Like, it wasn't... I wouldn't be, like, pounding my chest saying you have to go see it.
Mm-mm.
But if you do, it's solid.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna not like this movie. Like, yeah. I will recommend saying go. Yeah, go see it if you want to watch a movie. But I'm not gonna be like, you need to go out and see this movie. Correct. But yeah, I totally would recommend saying, yeah, go see it.
It's a movie, and it didn't leave me with a bad taste in my mouth like Underwater.
Ugh, that movie's fucking garbage. Garbage. Yeah, so we both actually say go watch Overworld. It's on Amazon Prime right now.
Overlord.
What did I say?
Overworld, I think.
Huh. Yeah, watch that one too.
Because there's Overworld and Underworld.
Watch that one too. Yeah,
exactly. Why not?
So for this week,
watch them all.
For this week's stream review, it's going to be brought to you by me, and I have suggested Lady Bird on Amazon Prime.
Yes, I've been wanting to watch this one.
Yep.
It's like I've
heard a lot of good things.
Bookworm is another one, which I think is by the same person, which came out recently. It came out this last year.
Is that the two girls?
I think so.
Yeah, I do want to see that too.
Like, it is. I think it's by the same director, or it was like, there's some like connective tissue between the two of those, and I really wanted to see this one, so yeah.
Well, let's see what we do with Lady Bird. As always, if you have anything you want us to watch on Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix,
HBO Go,
Disney Plus. Am I missing anything? I feel like I'm missing anything, but
no.
Let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Spriggins a Geek on Facebook. Reach me, I'm at Tartar Skippy.
I'm at Kunkalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning when we actually record a show on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. I did email, reach out to Stitcher. I need to go follow up
with them. Ooh, good. Yeah.
Because I don't think they fixed anything.
No, probably not.
No.
All right, so before we get to the nerd news, we're going to start off the program kind of the way we've done it the last few shows. Hey, what are you playing?
Fuck. I have not played a damn fucking thing. Since 2 weeks, I have not turned my Xbox or my PS4 has only been turned on to watch stuff. I haven't had the motivation or the time or brain power to play. I really want to play Fallen Order again, but yeah. Yeah. I did burn through Witcher, obviously, and that, shit, I haven't watched anything new either. That's sad.
Wow.
I've been watching a lot of repeat stuff just because it doesn't take effort.
I mean, we're watching The Office again. We're midway through season 3.
I watched through... I actually had The Expanse going through again because I kind of had this hankering to watch sci-fi shit again. I did start playing Terraforming Mars on my phone, which it's the game I was telling you about, the board game. I think you'd really dig it. But cool. It's cheaper to play it on the phone.
I mean, I've bullied you into saying, well, set it up. And you're like,
Oh, that was Pandemic, but yes.
Same game. The same game, but I've set it for both of them. Like, yeah, let's do it.
Maybe you can get it on your phone and play it that way. I know. That's all I've played, though. I really haven't done shit. It's sad. What about you?
Nothing.
At all? You too.
Not turned on either one of my systems for like 2 weeks.
Fuck, that's so weird.
It feels
You've been paying
weird.
Minis, though.
I've been paying a lot of minis.
That's good, though.
And cleaning and like doing adult things.
Yeah.
Which sucks, because like I want to play video games, but then I'm like, if I turn it on, I'm playing Shadow of the Tomb Raider, and I'm not in a headspace to play more Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
It's like dealing with an abusive relationship. Like, I don't have the energy to deal with
it. I'm like, man, why? And I want to play other games, but I want to finish this before I move to other games, and I'm just not in a spot where I'm like, all right, I'm going to sit down and play. And anytime I have alone time, I'm like, nope, I'm gonna paint some minis. Because I have like 4 games of minis to paint, so.
I have had this moment where I've wanted to buy more games I wanted to play. Like, Redbox brought back their deal for buying things for really cheap, and they had a bunch of games in stock.
Did they?
Yep, $24. $24.99. I almost bought Death Stranding because I really want to play that for stupid shits and giggles.
I need to.
They did have Last Jedi, Fallen Order.
I need to find out if there's one near us on the way home. I'll see if
I checked it on Tuesday, I think, and there was still.
I wish you had told me on Tuesday.
You told me you didn't want to buy new games.
But that's an exception.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I do want to buy that game, and since...
Next time I will...
And we'll get to some game delays. So, like, I've got time now to play games.
No, we'll check
it out. And I would totally take out Shadow of the Tomb Raider for Fallen Order.
Oh, no, 100%.
Because I hear it's Star Wars and good, but wait, I'm a Star Wars fan. I'm not allowed to like good Star Wars.
Better
like
than Shadow of Tomb Raider, but it's Star not Wars. Much better. I don't know. I'm like, I'm still not, like... I'm not seeing what everyone else is seeing in it. It's still all right, but yeah. No, I did play a new board game that I kind of want to pick up because, you know, we need more board games. The 5-Minute Dungeon.
I've seen those.
I actually had a fucking ton of fun. I played with 3 people, and it's best to play 3 or 4. I think we'd get shits and giggles. It's literally 5 minutes. And it's you just kind of trying to beat the clock, essentially. It's actually a lot of fun.
I've seen those. And they have a bunch of different
for DC ones. Legend, yep. Or DC and Marvel and stuff like that. So I did play that and had a good time with it.
I'm interested in picking that up. There's a bunch of board games I'm interested in picking up. I do want to pick up the DC game. I do want to pick up Legendary Marvel. I do want to pick up Crisis Protocol, which is a mini game.
I haven't heard of that one.
It's Warhammer, but much smaller.
Okay.
For Marvel stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
But not quite an army versus an army. Like it's its own little thing. But I want to pick that up. Like there's so many games.
Yeah. But then no time to play them.
No people to play with.
Yeah.
Like, I've had Legion for a couple weeks and it's just sitting there. I haven't even opened it. Like,
it's game night.
That's not a game night thing.
Yeah,
that's a 1v1 thing. And it's rules. Like, it's somebody that you need to sit down and, like, we're going to learn this game together to play together. Like, I have no problem financing the game.
Yeah.
But, like, I need to play. And Sarah's like, I'll play with you. And it's like, I don't think you want to play a competitive game with me.
Because it's literally 1v1. It's not one. It's not one and one.
It's not like a card game or anything.
Or cooperative.
Or you, everybody against the PC or whatever. Yeah. I haven't played anything. I do think I turned my PlayStation on and played like 10 minutes of Shadow of the Tomb Raider and got like 3 trophies out of it. But like, I haven't actually...
And it said, you're still playing this game.
Played anything, which is depressing. And I know we were talking about how much we want to play Fable.
Yeah.
And there was leaked artwork for Fable 4, but I didn't
see that.
But then the artist was like, no.
I bought Witcher 3, and I need to go and play it.
That's a long game. Yeah, that's a game. That'll keep you invested for a long time.
Yeah, it was a Game of the Year edition, too, which is bad.
Yeah. But the whole thing is like $15 now.
That's the one I bought. Yeah. So why the fuck not?
Yeah, exactly. I haven't played anything, so
we're terrible games.
Bad for that.
We're bad nerds, it's fine.
That's fine. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's nerd news. The first thing we're going to talk about is we got a new trailer from Sony with Marvel's permission, I guess. Like, this is weird. And the thing that I saw was, at the very beginning, it's, you know, from the studio that brought you these Spider-Man movies and Venom. And I'm like, I wonder if that was part of the deal where they could start claiming it.
And it does.
Because everybody's kind of like, we did the Spider-Man movies, Marvel's, and Sony's like, no, you fucking didn't. We did them.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that was part of the deal.
I feel like,
but then at the very end of the trailer, you have Michael Keaton. Yeah. And so, like, are they in bed with each other?
That's what everyone's saying, like, 100%. Like, you don't pull that character in if you don't allow them to play and be able to play with the Marvel characters and that. Which, I'm much more invested. It's that bullshit. I know it is hypocritical bullshit of that me. I'm like, nothing has to be an expanded universe, but them doing that makes me more excited about it because it means the movies have more.
But you can do an entire Spider-Man extended universe.
That's what I mean.
You don't need to do the Sony or the Spider-Man characters in the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested to see what they're doing, if maybe Spider-Man's their new Avengers, where they just have Spider-Man in a bunch of different things.
Well, and you figure, like, they're kind of doing it in a reverse Avengers because they're doing the anti-heroes, if that's the case, because they have Venom, they have Morbius. We know they're going to be doing Blade. I know that's different, but it's very much...
But Marvel's doing Blade.
Marvel's doing Blade, but not, I mean, Sony. The idea of, like, them kind of building that universe-ish-wise, and I know, like, they have Hunter Craven, they have, like, Doc Ock, they have so many other fucking ones. Shocker. Every time the Shocker cracks me up. Which I know they did a little bit, but
no.
I'm surprised this exists.
This trailer looks very... If it didn't say Morbius and it was just a vampire movie, you're like, this is interesting.
Yeah.
And then you see Morbius, you're like, this is interesting. Why is the Joker a vampire?
Yeah.
Fucking get off that stupid...
They keep bouncing around.
Fucking...
But
I'm so glad he's off of the Joker.
I am too. But it looks... cool.
It does. It looks very interesting and dark and it looks like a comic book, but it also looks different.
Yeah. And I, again, hypocritical bullshit, I understand. I'm excited to see what they do tie-wise for it, of how they tie it just to, like you said, is this just going to be a Spider-Man universe? And they don't really mention Marvel, but we know it's there, but you're having characters that were in those movies. I'm down with that. Plus, if you have like a Sinister Six movie kind of shit, I'm fucking down with that because I know they're quote-unquote villains, because you watch Venom and he's not really a bad guy.
Right.
He's just a bad guy. And that's kind of the exact same way they're setting up Morbius. Like, he only does it for bad people.
Right.
But yeah, no, man, sign me up. I'm down.
It does look interesting. I'm in.
I am very curious how that fucking deal worked out, because it says in association with Marvel, which to your point means they're putting themselves higher than Marvel at that point.
Well, I mean, they did the Spider-Man. And no, Marvel didn't. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Like, no, they didn't. And if I was Sony, I would be pissed.
Yes.
Of like, we did these and you're giving all the credit to Marvel, and then being like, Sony hasn't done a good Spider-Man movie, but we love these Marvel Spider-Man movies. And they're like, they're the you motherfuckers.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I would be pissed. And I mean, Marvel needs Sony more than Sony needs Marvel, because they have Spider-Man.
Yep.
And Marvel wants Spider-Man, and so
they kind of built their second round with him in mind.
Yeah,
I know.
And then when he was gone, like, we knew it was gonna change, but him being gone, I imagine they were like,
"What are we gonna
fuck?
Do?
We need to fix this. What do we have to do?" I would love to see that deal as well, because because they didn't put, like, in Spider-Man Far From Home, like, there wasn't
from the teaser
wise, there wasn't anything that was like from the studio that brought you Spider-Man Homecoming or whatever, or like, and they didn't do it with Venom. So, like, this is them saying, no, we've made good comic book movies, we're gonna do it.
Yeah,
I'm real interested to see, but
I can't wait to see you too.
I do like the idea of this movie, it looks fun.
Yeah, it looks cool. Plus, I'm like, I don't know. I'm give or take on Leto. Like, he doesn't sell me 100%. People fucking love him for all the shit he does.
Dallas Buyers Club. He's great.
He's really good in Dallas Buyers Club. I didn't really like the movie in general. Like, it was... Actually,
it's McConaughey. And that's the problem, is McConaughey is like, I'm going to be McConaughey in every movie. Right. And you're like, but I fucking like you a lot, and you're awesome. Damn it. Just like The Gentleman, I was like, I want to see it because it's McConaughey killing bitches.
I want to see The Gentleman so bad.
The next news story that we're going to talk about is there's going to be a Chucky TV show on Sci-Fi. Okay.
Cool. Not going to watch it, just like I haven't watched most of the Chucky movies.
I haven't watched the Evil Dead TV show.
Oh, fuck. I really need to watch it. Like, that has been on my list for so long.
Yeah, but...
And I hear it's good.
Every time I come around, I'm like, I don't know. Yep. If every time I'm going to get invested in a new TV show, I'm like, and then something comes along of like, here's The Witcher, here's The Mandalorian, and you're like... Okay, well, that gets pushed down, and maybe when I'm retired, I will get to all of this shit.
No.
If I retire.
Yeah, I was going to say. One, I didn't know you were that big into high fantasy.
That is my kink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Retirement.
High fantasy.
Unrealistic expectations.
Oh, shit. Cool. I do not care about Chucky. I've never been a big...
I like the... Chucky's like fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's fine.
When it comes to slashers, he's not my favorite.
No.
But he's fine. And I still watch the Chucky movies.
He's low grade.
Just because, like, they're there, and sometimes I like slasher movies.
Yeah.
But there's not enough appeal here for me to get into, and especially on Sci-Fi, where it's going to be edited.
Yeah.
To where you're not going to have a lot of the Chucky stuff. I'm just like, maybe if you'd put this on a streaming service where it wasn't so safe.
Yeah, so where it wasn't so hamstrung.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
But nope,
I'm passing, don't worry.
Yeah, no.
Passing like bad gas.
Delay season is hit again.
Which I'm actually thankful for.
Yeah.
I got enough to worry about.
March, that specific date in March had like 5 games, and it was like, are you kidding me? Final Fantasy VII the remake has been delayed until April, so it's
not that far.
Yeah, it's not a big delay, so it seems like there's just some tidying up stuff.
Well, I mean, not even that. That's already been gone to gold at that point. It's probably just more of distribution figuring out and shit like that, I bet you.
No,
it's a month and a half out. Usually they have to have the game going to gold. So it may be doing patches or something.
Yeah,
but, like, the game is...
It's not done yet. Because we're only in January.
Month. Yeah, but by February it'd probably be done. Like, it's month and a half, I think, is what they said, is, like, the gold date. Like, when it goes, like, when it gets pressed kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it has to be done and submitted and prepped and everything beforehand. So I don't really feel like there's... Unless it's patches, I don't feel like they're going to fix anything big.
It's probably just minor stuff of pop-ins and frame rate stuff of, like... I imagine the game is done.
Yeah.
And they're just tidying up stuff.
I forget that it was coming out.
Because they did the same thing with the first Last of Us, of like, it was done, and then they pushed the it back. First
Last of Us.
And then they pushed it back because they were having just little pop-ins or moments of Ellie would run through clickers or stuff, and they were like, we can't have this.
I need to watch the fucking Making God of War documentary so bad.
Please do. Like, because it's almost so bad that I'm going to put it on our streaming reviews, even though I've seen it.
Yeah.
Because I want you to see it so bad, because you will...
I might put it on.
As somebody who's a video game fan...
It's behind this fucking
scenes. And somebody that loves documentaries.
Yep.
And somebody that loves the God of War. So, this is all... this is us. All three of us are in the same... But this... that when a documentary for something that we love comes up, it piques our attention. This is something you're going to be like, wow, I loved this.
It's that constant fight of when something's free... You have to build worth in it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if I had to pay for it, there'd be an obligation to watch it. Because it's free, I'm like, fuck.
I still want to watch Karate... Or, not Karate Kid.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah. And it's free now. Yeah. Because they put it off of...
And they gave it with...
It's got ads. But which, it's fine. Duh, you should have done that to begin with. And, like, I can watch it anytime I want to. I can watch it at work.
Yeah.
And I'm like... I couldn't wait to see it. And now I can see it, like...
Everyone talks
about it. And it's so great, apparently.
It's because it's YouTube for me. I'm like, YouTube and I don't always see eye to eye. Like, I don't go to YouTube to watch persistent stuff. I use it to watch 5-minute, really short stuff.
Okay.
So, like, me watching...
I do watch a lot of, like, tutorial stuff on it. But I don't...
How-tos, 100%.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of stuff on YouTube. I get what you're saying, But it's right there, and like... I should.
Yeah.
But you have got to watch that documentary.
I'm going to put it on today after you leave. I'll try not to fall asleep all of it.
Okay, no.
No. Like, as in, like, I want to run.
You're going to fall asleep.
I will stop it and I will pick it up later.
You will love it. I swear you will love it. The other day,
you're going to love my nuts.
The other game that got delayed was Cyberpunk 2077.
Cool. Thank you. Please.
It's going to get delayed again.
Please. I don't give a shit.
Because it's going to be... PS. At this point, you have PS5 and Xbox One X Series 24 or whatever.
Do it.
Like, 2 months later.
Yeah, I am so on board with them delaying a game.
Because, I'm totally fine with them delaying, but that's a long-ass delay.
But that's, like, a meaningful delay. Like,
yeah, that's...
Something needs to be fixed.
Yeah, there's some big problems that need to be fixed.
And people who piss and moan about it can go suck 7 shades of dicks. Because you don't understand, like...
I understand the, I want to play this. This sucks that it's being delayed. I could be dead by the time this comes out. Totally understand that mindset. But the fact of, like, why would you delay this? I want to play it. And then if you played it and every time you shot somebody, your game froze...
You'd be more pissed.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a good, positive first experience or a really fucked up...
And even if they fix it, i.e. Battlefront, which every... was broken when it released. I'm like, did you fucking play the game? Because it wasn't. Like, loot boxes. There weren't loot boxes in the fucking game yet. But, like, that stigma has stuck with Battlefront 2 for 2 years.
Yeah.
And people are like, no, it's a great game now. I'm like, no, it's always been great. But shut up. But people are like, it's a great game now. It's always been great. You got mad at something that wasn't there, so you basically gave us a negative thing. If Cyberpunk has something bad...
Yeah.
It's gonna fuck that game, and it's a huge game.
Yeah.
You take your damn time. I'm always okay with delays.
I like it when they communicate.
Delays, but I'm always okay with delays.
A delay has never been a bad thing for me for video games, because one, it gives me more time to play other games that I have, because guaranteed, it's the same thing with, like, I feel like I would have been happier if Borderlands 3 got delayed a bit more and not was right there, because I was still involved in other games. Like, I was still riding high on Division 2 at the time.
I mean...
But, yeah.
I mean, they should have pushed Borderlands 3 up, like, 3 years. I mean, I really think they missed their window.
I think so, too.
But, like, I wonder if there's ever a game that a delay hurt it. Meaning that the game was better before they pushed it back to work on stuff. And we'll never know, because we didn't play the pre-delayed game.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to find something like that. But no, I'm totally okay with this delay.
Yeah.
It sucks. I want to play Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
But, dude.
Take your time.
Yeah, I'm totally fine.
The last thing
we're going to talk about is, once again, and this is kind of interesting, Sony has decided to skip E3.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to do the other thing as the last thing. But yeah.
What other thing?
Fox.
Oh, Disney.
Yeah.
Shuddering Fox. Eh. We talked about it.
Talked about it off the podcast.
No, I swear we talked about it while we were recording. But yes. Disney's no longer doing Fox. Eh, whatever. Like.
We knew what's happening.
The fucking monopoly's taking over the world. Everybody. This is how democracy dies, with thunderous applause. Like, whatever. There's none of
that. That was beautiful. Yeah. I like it. I can't remember what movie that's from. But fuck. Is that...
That's episode...
Gladiator?
Three? Episode three.
Oh, you're right.
Padme.
So this is... Fuck, I thought that was from Gladiator for a second.
Thunderous applause. Is it three?
I
know it's in the prequel. I'm pretty sure it's three when he's...
It's two. Yeah, because he gives him like extra power. Whatever. Anyways.
Pretty sure it's three.
It's two. Smirnoff bat. Yeah. Okay. Pizza bat, because I really don't want to deal with Smirnoff. He's gonna quickly backpedaled on that shit.
I haven't had beer in a while. I had a beer yesterday. Like, I sent Sarah the message, I was like, do you think I've earned a beer? Because I hadn't had one yet this year, and she's like, I think you've earned a beer. Thank the maker. Like, I had zero beers, zero sodas. Like, Revenge Body 2020 is on for me. And so I was like, I kind of want a beer. It's just like,
you earned a beer. How was it?
It was a beer.
It was a beer?
Yeah. I mean, like, but that first drink was just like, oh. And then I drank it.
Do you ever wish that you, like, I feel that way about Sony a lot of the time. Like,
talking about Sony.
We were, but that's the same thing. Like, obviously, it's not an issue. But, like, ever when you, like, the first time you have a soda or something like that, that first bite, like, that first flavor, you're like, And then you have the rest of it, and you're like, meh.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I wish I could just have just that first bite.
Just
and be
a
like,
shot?
Yeah. Just like, I'm good. Like, I actually like the mini cans. I hate that they're so fucking crazy priced, but I like them because that's more my serving size.
The problem, like, with soda, you can't. Once it's opened, it has a very short shelf life.
That's why I like the really small cans. I'm like, fuck. But yes, anyway.
Sony's so skipping E3. And they did last year, which was fine because they really didn't have anything to promote.
But I'm surprised.
But this year, at that point is when you're going to be headlong into really promoting the PS5.
Yeah.
And on a launch year where Microsoft is going to be there, like, you better hope that you've got the right plan. Because Microsoft is bringing the Series X... And games.
Do you feel like... I mean, we've talked about Death's Door for E3. Like, I think... We talk about going to, like, the Sony, like, the PSX event. Which, if they fucking do this again this year, I would so fucking love to go.
I want a PSX, but, like, are they going to?
Because they should really announce it soon.
That should be where the PS5 is.
Agreed.
Because you're talking to your people.
Yep.
But... I mean... And you would almost have to have that planned now and have it scheduled out months in advance. Like, if you're going to do it, it needs to be June or July, I imagine, because you can't have it too close to launch.
And you need to be able to launch games with it, and right now there's no fucking games that we're seeing, and I'm kind
Godfall?
What's Godfall?
It was on the Game Awards.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's...
It's a...
It looks like a launch game.
Oh. That's...
But it's not a Sony game, and who knows what the... But...
I'm okay with not...
Every... Like, Microsoft is already getting out because they... This generation, they've been just destroyed.
Yeah.
And so they want to start the new one of, like, okay, but we have these new studios, we're building these games, we have all these games coming out. Yes, we have this machine that's powerful, and we have the cloud, but, like, here's what we're going to have.
Yeah.
And Sony hasn't... Like, they're like, PS5's coming. And backwards compatible.
I'm always curious.
Allen wrenches?
Yeah, exactly. Allen wrenches. All about them Allen wrenches. I have that thought of just it being a cyclical thing where they go back and forth about who's the top dog kind of thing. And that maybe Sony's too much in their own head of them thinking they got all the shit locked down.
Right.
And I just want... both to be on top of their game.
Right.
Like, I want a balanced thing of just seeing them both compete.
I mean, we're talking today about how much we want another Fable.
Yeah. Fuck, I would...
I played and the I never... fuck out of Fable. I loved Fable. All of them. Even the ones where people are like, hey, this is... I loved all three of them, and I didn't play the Legends.
I only played two.
One is...
Well, no, I played one, but I never played one to completion, but I played two mostly.
I loved all three of them.
Yeah.
Loved all three of them. I never played Legends because... from everything that I've read, Legends is just a co-op hack and slash type of game, and I'm like, that's not what I want from Fable.
Yeah, you're not missing much.
So, I want another great Fable game. I would like to play more Gears games. I just haven't got around to them.
I mean, I beat through them. I need to go... 4 didn't totally grab me. 5 I really want to play. But I'm just, meh. I don't know. I'm not surprised they're skipping out. I want them to at least say, hey, we're going to do an event.
I'm surprised without, like, because of you're wanting to hype up your new system. So how are you going to hype it up then? Like, and I know they said that they were going to do, like, hundreds of small events.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we've seen it at a Comic-Con where they bring the truck in.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And maybe a state of play, but I just...
State of play isn't where it needs to be for them to do that.
Like, I do feel PSX would be the absolute best place to do one. And even if you did, like, 2 PSXs maybe, like an American PSX and a Japanese PSX at the exact same time or whatever.
Yeah.
But without any sort of clear roadmap on what they're doing with the PS5, it's weird.
Well, and it leaves your fans in a weird expectation, like state of like, what do I expect? What am I looking forward to? At this point, I'm not excited for the next generation in general because I don't need it.
No, I don't need it.
And I'm like, I won't need it for at least a year.
But I also felt I didn't need it from PS3 to PS4.
Yeah.
And Xbox to Xbox One. And then once we got it, I was like, yeah, I did kind of need this, didn't we?
Xbox better have a fucking pause for, or have some other thing like that that just helps it, because goddamn, man, I love that feature. And I miss it when it's not on the Xbox. Because whenever I was playing Tomb Raider and I'd try to unpause it shit and be like, starting back again, I'm for checkpoint. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, it's interesting that they are skipping again and are basically seeding that.
At this point, conference. I don't think they're ever going to go back.
Why would you?
Yeah, exactly. If you don't do it at least this year when you have something
to actually announce. Especially when they've proven that they could do their own convention.
Yeah.
But then again, they stopped doing that, so maybe they couldn't do their own. Like, I'm interested to see what Sony's doing, and I'm real interested to see what Microsoft has brewing for the Series X.
I'm just curious in general what the next generation... Like, my thought is, like, I still haven't been sold on the concept of it, and I know you're right. Like, even with PS4 and with...
Jesus.
Hi, little dick face. and the Xbox is that I wasn't really sold on whatever they were going to be bringing anyways. Am I going to steal your battery from you? Yeah, put it under there. You can never get it back, you dick. Did I tell you about I cleaned under the oven and there was like a shit ton of hair ties under there.
Oh my God.
And
he was
looking at me and he's like, and then I put them all there and I put them in the trash and he's like, oh,
you dick.
Asshole. Because they're all covered in hair and stuff like
that. Whatever, they don't care. You just wipe it off real quick and throw it at them. Cats are, that's the way cats are.
Yeah. I hope it's good. I want to be excited about it. I don't think I'm ever going to be a person who buys another console right off the bat. Because I can't.
No, I have no reason to buy a PS5 or an Xbox One X. Now, if a launch title is Fable or like Horizon or something, then I'm like, fuck, I don't have a choice.
Yep. Like Horizon 2 would be a big fucking seller.
Yes. But... I could, like Spider-Man 2, I could wait.
Yeah,
I really like Spider-Man, but I could wait.
I could too.
Like, Killzone, I could wait. Jesus Christ!
The fuck, buddy?
We got some cats going fucking crazy over here.
Yeah, just the one.
But like God of War 2 or Horizon 2.
God of War 2 and Horizon 2, I'd be going. No, I'd be fucking there. Last of Us 2 only being there.
If they pushed it to PS5, I couldn't wait.
Yeah.
But since it's on PS4 and PS4 games will be playable on PS5,
and
Xbox is fully backwards compatible, so like right now I'm not at a point where I have to have these new systems.
And I
probably won't be until we get a title that's next gen only. It's something that I want.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now, we know for at least the next year, games are going to be cross compatible.
Yep.
So I have no reason until probably 2021 to buy one.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too.
Unless, you know, Horizon, God of War, Fable 4, or
and
whatever.
Even still, I don't think those are going to come out until 2021 or 2022.
I highly doubt those will be launch titles.
Mm-hmm. Even launch window, I think it'd be like the 6 months in. I still don't think it's going to be that.
See, launch window, I would...
Yeah.
I love Horizon. Like, I cannot get behind Horizon enough. So the next Horizon comes out, I'm fucking all over it.
No, because
I like, I'm so upset there's only one DLC pack. Like, I'm like, I want more Horizon. What guys?
Like, that... Like, I know there's a reason behind
God of War. And there's no DLC for God of War. Yeah. Like, dudes.
But it's like, fuck, I want more of those games. They felt so good. And I'm glad they didn't do it if it didn't feel right. Yeah. But at the same time, I wanted more.
Yeah.
Like, I would be willing to pay more for that shit. Because I played through... I mean, I played through Horizon, and then I went back again later on and played through it almost again just to do like the Frozen Wilds, I think it was.
Yeah.
Frozen fucking mechanical bears. Fuck yes. Shit. I don't know. I'm thinking 2021 is probably when I get it.
Probably.
Like holiday almost.
Jeez. So I'm waiting like an entire year.
Oh, yeah. Easily. I'm like, my thought is there's no reason to pay for it full price, or at least without any kind of pack-in. And they're going to have at least some
new bundle
by that point. Because they're going to have to do it again this holiday season.
Well, they won't have a PS5, Xbox One X bundle this year.
But they will have the systems.
They'll have the systems, but I highly doubt you're going to launch it and then a few weeks later have a bundle.
Yeah.
Because that's going to piss off everybody.
Yeah, so those places
have done that before. And I don't think you're going to launch with a bundle.
No.
So.
Yeah, so next year for me.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know when I'm going to... I know I'll grab a PS5.
It is games
I'll probably based. Game a series... I'll probably get a Series X at some point.
Will you?
I keep buying Xbox systems and then they just sit there, so probably.
I mean, PlayStation would be my primary.
If they tell me they have a Fable, then yes, I am there.
All right.
But Halo doesn't drive me.
Halo drives me.
And Gears doesn't drive me. I'm very interested. Yeah. I'm like, what else do you have? And they're like...
I really wanted to play Sea of Thieves with a bunch of friends. I thought that'd be fun.
Okay.
But, like, again, it's not one of the drivers. Mm-hmm. Gears of War is like, I like playing it, but it's not a driver. Halo it's is a great
Brochella. It would be great for Brochella, but we don't have enough Cella people.
Yeah.
I don't think.
That on our Xboxes?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I would have to grab the system and or the Xbox Live, and I'm like, would I use it enough? But then they have free games.
It's okay. Let it go, buddy.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by me. And I wanted to know, what is your favorite puzzle in a video game? Nobody came out with anything, so it's all on you, buddy.
I really had a hard time with this one, because I don't remember puzzles. I can remember the first time I beat a boss as a puzzle. That's the best I can think of. Like, you had to figure out the patterns and stuff. And it was stupidly Gex Enter the Gecko. And it was when...
I can't allow this.
I know. That's what I'm telling you, man. That's what I'm trying to think of, like... I'm trying to think of, like, anything, like, puzzle-specific.
Oh, my God. When was the last time anybody has ever made a Gex reference?
I just saw it on Green Man Gaming or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Like, a dollar something, and I almost thought about picking it up. What about you, buddy?
So, mine wasn't a puzzle, per se. But it was when I really, like, basically from the get-go when I played the first God of War, I fell in love with it because I hadn't played a game like that where you, like, it's just bloody and gory and you've got these fucking chains and you're awesome. But my favorite puzzle from that game is you had to fill a cauldron with blood.
Mm-hmm.
So you had this circle and you had to, like, defeat everybody inside the circle to fill the cauldron with blood.
Yeah.
That was my favorite little puzzle, just because it was, you got to be Kratos at just doing his fucking thing. That was the most fun that I've had doing a puzzle.
That's kind of cool because it worked.
I loved God of War.
It worked in game too, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, dumb.
But, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Just like
mine was Gex. I think you're fine.
Him having his little three way in the back of the boat. You're like, all right, well,
dude. Whatever. When you didn't have to, you just had to go back, and then you're like, oh. I'm like, oh man, I remember that.
Yeah, I had so many three ways in that boat.
You're like, it stops putting in XP. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Keep going.
You got to a point where it was just like, here's a couple health shards, and you're like, no.
Like, I don't care. Just keep going, man.
All right, man, it's your turn for a good question.
So I don't know if it's a good question, but it's a question. My question for everyone is going to be, if you had for the next year, choose one streaming service that's the only one you could watch.
Ooh.
So you would have to be streaming service monogamous. You could not borrow anyone else's passwords or watch anyone else's. You'd have to choose one. And that was the only one you could physically or anything view at all.
Okay.
Which one would it be?
Could you... Can you...
Streaming service that you pay for.
Right. No, no.
I'm nixing out like Plex and stuff.
But could you, if you decided not to choose a service, but could you buy a DVD and watch that show, or are you out of that show as well? So, like, if you decide not to watch Netflix...
Okay, I got you.
Could you go buy Stranger Things to watch it? Or, if you decide against...
Since we're going into this, like, yes, this is a world where the other stuff does still exist, but streaming-wise, because we know our habits, we're going to probably watch something more streaming than we would watch it physically.
Well...
Streaming-wise, yeah, I don't know.
Because you haven't invested in...
Well, look at my pretty screen. Everything looks so much better than yours. I know you. But yes, so dude, you can watch...
Dude,
you
people,
can,
his dude, shit down. Is... He's fucking trash.
You make it sound like it's a CRT.
He's on 1080p.
Yeah. That was high 10 years ago.
It's so bad and like...
It still works.
It works. There's no light effects. Like, it just... It
light looks, effects.
Yeah. Like, my Final Fantasy VII theme just... It's bright in different areas, and it looks good and crisp and...
All right, I'm taking enough hits here. Okay, it's fine. So, yes, you could obviously watch things if you bought them, but streaming-wise...
No, fuck it. No. You're gone.
Nothing at all?
Yeah, I think
you're
gone.
You think we're just going to cut it out there? Like, the only way you could watch something was streaming, and it had to be this one thing.
Yes.
Okay,
so
cool.
So, if you decide Disney Plus, you cannot watch Stranger Things
If you choose Disney Plus, I am going to kind of laugh at you, I think, a little bit, because I'm like, come on.
If you have a family, that's... A lot. I mean, there's so much Disney stuff.
They still
have gargoyles on there.
Oh. Okay, maybe I won't laugh. No.
There's all the old Disney movies. There's the new Aladdin. Like, there's...
I still would probably laugh. But go on. That's fine. If you can, that's cool.
It would not be my top choice. But I'm just saying, like, there's stuff there.
So, yes. Let us know.
Fuck, that's brutal. All right, let us know. BatandHammerGmail.com. Bat and Hammer on Twitter. Why did I even make that worse? Spring is a Geek on Facebook. You reach me. I'm at Tara Skippy.
I'm at Grant Kalis. Have you met you? Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and sometimes Stitcher. And make sure to give us a little share.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to hang around for our spoiler-filled review of Underwater, don't see it, or 1917, please
do see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 341. Oh, Sprank and Say Geek. So we're Sprank and Say Geek. I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
All right, so we obviously didn't have a show last week, so what we're going to do is get to two spoiler-filled reviews for you. The first one, what did we see?
Underwater.
Underwater.
The movie that was so bad that you had to spoil your own, like, spoiler-free thing. I was just saying, don't go see this.
Yeah, I need to finish this so we can talk about 1917. Kristen Stewart is a chemical or a mechanical engineer.
Yes.
Working aboard a
drill platform
underground drill platform in the Marianas Trench. They disturbed something that had Cthulhu. Been dormant there and shouldn't have blah, blah, blah. And kaiju attack.
And they must escape.
Yeah. Fun.
It's fucking Cthulhu, by the way.
You think it's Cthulhu?
It felt so fucking Cthulhu-esque. Like,
like the fact that it was a big monster splitting off little monsters?
Yes, and the fact that
it felt like Sin from Final Fantasy X.
Or Cloverfield Monster.
Yeah. Underwater stuff is terrifying.
Yes.
Because... That's an environment that's trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't want you there. The pressure
under
doesn't
pressure,
want you there.
Literally.
Yeah, like... Remember when you were talking about how I just sometimes...
That's like, on podcast-wise, you're like, no, I just need to discourage you. And public-wise, you're like, no, let's bounce back. Let me shame you. In a different way.
Yeah, there are... The fact that the water is trying to kill you is terrifying. Mm-hmm. And one false thing could...
Literally one person explodes.
Yeah, and...
Because of a crack.
The funny thing is, like, when I went and saw this, I sat next to a black couple.
Okay.
And there's... At the very beginning, there's Kristen Stewart and the black guy. And I was like, oh, no. Because it's a black guy in a horror movie.
Yeah.
And so they get everybody rescued, and they're in the pod with, like, seven people or whatever.
Yeah.
And his mask cracks.
Yeah.
So you know he's going to die. The black guy's like, ugh. And the white lady goes... Of course. And it took everything I had not to crack up laughing at them.
Because, oh my god, that's perfect.
Because the trope is that if you're a black character in a horror movie, you're dead.
I did not even think about that until you mentioned it right now. I'm like, oh fuck.
So this could have been something. This was nothing and atrocious, and it was Fast and Furious underwater in slow motion. A lot of the cuts were very dark. You couldn't see what was happening. Granted, you're underwater in pitch black, and yeah. So it's hard to kind of film that, unless you're James Cameron.
He's raising the bar for everybody.
Well, I mean, The Abyss is still one of the best movies ever made. Once T.J. Miller died, that was the end of enjoyment from that movie, essentially. Because he brought
levity.
Levity and comedic value to it. The whole
self-awareness too, a little bit too. Yes. So it was like saying like, great, let's do this. This is a great idea.
The whole, once they were walking on the land at the very bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
And then they got in that fight with the monsters or whatever.
And then she fell away and she found another thing, got in a different suit and then caught up with them still.
There was so much jumping and happening. And when she was like rescuing the captain or whatever, like there's so much going on that you can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
That I almost felt like they tried to hide as much humanly possible of this movie. There are moments where you're like, ooh, you could have had something here. There are only two or three of those moments.
Yeah.
And especially when you get the kaiju, I'm like, I'm out. I'm fucking out.
Yeah.
Like, this thing is just dumb as shit.
Yeah.
This movie is atrocious, and I can't recommend it whatsoever. Please don't see this movie.
So.
God damn you. Why do you...
I did not hate this movie as bad as you did, which is not saying much, because you really hated this movie. This was very much an Elysium-style movie to me, where I saw a movie. It didn't make me feel a lot. I just was like, okay.
It didn't make me feel a lot, but it made me feel of like, great, I wasted 2 hours on this movie that I actually wanted to see.
And I think maybe that's the flip thing, is I didn't necessarily really want to see it. It was an underwater movie, and that was the main pull for
me.
But I didn't feel like disappointed 100% out of it. Definitely didn't feel angry. There are like... I love the fucking Gears of War suits so much because I'm like, they're so dumb. And I'm like, yes, and so dumb, but yeah, so dumb. And there's definitely some cool parts that I liked. The movie just starts, which isn't terrible, but it keep on referencing these characters like we should care. And it felt a little bit of a conflict of interest of like, do you want me to care about the characters? Or do you want me to keep going with the action? Because...
I mean, give me every Asian woman that's in every movie ever.
That's like afraid to die.
That's pretty much...
You're like, I'll save you. But like then to your point, once the idea is once they start doing the walking thing and TJ... Like, right, I think like right as TJ Miller character, his dies, that's when everything just feels weird. It feels rushed. It feels off. Her going after the captain and stuff like that. The captain blowing himself up and all that shit like that. And then her magically going to another place while this girl has been walking forever, and then her being able to catch up to it, and I'm like,
Well, I mean, she was dragging somebody else, like, right?
Yeah,
like I could understand the logic.
Don't play me in this part, movie logic. But like, it's one of those like that's such a silly excuse. Also, I was really pissed about the ending of just they spoiled themselves by showing too much of like it's the idea of showing too much of the aliens in a way. You know, let us play more with our mind. Fuck with us, let us, like, because, like, up until that point, it was good. It was a lot of iffy shit. It was a lot of, like, at least, how about this? There was at least a mystique to it. Then they showed that, I'm like, it's Cthulhu. Great, cool. Jack off motion, whatever. And it wasn't impressive.
No.
And, I mean, most of the movie wasn't impressive.
No.
The ending, especially. But I actually kind of had fun leading up to that. Mm. But right as T.J. Miller died, I was like, or right as they went to the part where they'd take their suits off to go under a thing and put their suits back, it was dumb. Definitely don't recommend going and see this movie. It's nothing worth rushing out to go see at all. And even at home, unless you have any inkling of really wanting to see this movie, you're not missing out on anything.
No, I don't think there's anything.
The movie doesn't hold water. So, moving on to the other one.
Don't see
Underwater. You're not missing much.
But we also did go and see 1917. This is the Sam Mendes movie directed about 1917, the World War One, where a...
Do you go see this movie?
Colonel...
Lance Corporal.
Lance Corporal. is sent to stop a battalion from attacking the Germans, and he has basically a day to get there. His brother's part of this battalion. If they don't stop them, basically the entire battalion's going
to
die.
The thing is, they think that they abandoned the front and they have them on hold, but really they're just going to another front.
Yeah, what they did is they abandoned no man's land, and they're like, oh, they're on the run, where actually they built another no man's land.
Yeah.
Essentially. The aesthetic of this movie is incredible.
Fucking gorgeous.
This is probably the most beautifully shot movie I've ever seen. And I'm sure I can find more, but like going into it, after like a half an hour, I was watching the movie and I was like, huh, I haven't seen a cut yet. And so I started like really paying attention to that.
That happened to me about like 20 minutes in.
I only know where one cut is. Now, there's no way this entire movie's one shot.
Yeah.
Because...
but it does the facade so fucking
well. How they did it, I'm not sure. And I'm sure if I sat down at home and really wasn't invested into the movie and was invested in how they shot it, I could figure out where the cuts were.
Yeah.
But there's no clear... there's one clear cut. And, you know, the dude gets shot and he gets blank. Other than that, it looks like one continuous shot of a war movie.
Yep.
And I'm blown away by what they were able to accomplish with this movie. I actually didn't see the main character dying.
I didn't either. It's funny because when you see the trailer, you don't see him as the one who's running through the numbers.
Yeah, and I was like, didn't even cross my mind until he died. And I was like, oh, so his friend picks up his cause and keeps going. Great. The movie itself is good.
Yeah.
The movie itself isn't great.
Yep.
But with the added cinematography of it, it's a fantastic movie.
I told you on the car, this movie reminded me of God of War.
Yeah.
And it's because of... except for God of War, I feel like the story's really good, but... like
The story's good
The here. Story's really good here, but I mean, like, I like God of War I really, really love. But again, when you talk about the idea of single shots, there's really no load screens, there's no pauses. There are some in this movie, but they're so fluid, and the music is so on fucking point, and the sound design is so on point. Like, the idea of him getting out, dragging himself out of the water and hearing, like, the I'm coming, that song. I can't remember, but you hear the one guy singing kind of shit. It's fucking ethereal. You know he's been through this shit, and he's hearing this, and it's like basically like literally like oil and water kind of shit, and he's kind of coming through it and just slumps down. He's listening, and I'm like, fuck. That movie was... it is gorgeous. Definitely beautifully shot. It is intentionally shot, and it's something that it feels so natural that I want to watch it again just to see where the cuts are. Like, I do.
And there's only one clear cut.
There's one I remember where they're going when he blacks out, right?
Yeah.
There's another one where it's not a... it could... it's a nice subtle thing to get rid of a cut, is when they're going out of the... get out of the German bunker.
Oh, it goes
and
it black. Goes
like this, it goes around to a rock and it pops back up again. But I'm like, shit like that, it's so beautiful.
And I imagine when they had the explosion of the tripwire with the rat, that was a cut there.
Yeah.
But even then, these scenes are 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
There's no way... like, there are multiple cuts in these things.
Yes, like when he's going through the...
So I imagine almost all of the pan shots are the cuts. But the fact that they were able to just mesh that together and it doesn't look like a cut at all is incredible.
And it's just... it's basically like, you know, there's a lot of organization that goes into that. But them going through the beginning of the trench scene, and you realize there's no... like you said, there's no cuts. There's literally parts where you follow a person and then, like, the other guy gets ahead of you. And then you find him having a fight with another dude, and it reminded me almost of like a game in a way, when you're a part of a cutscene and something goes ahead of you, and you just feel like the world's fully alive. And you see shit, like, I can only imagine behind the scenes of this, and I would be so fascinated to watch behind the scenes. Because this movie, again, it's not what, like, I went and saw it with our friend, and it's like, it's not what I expect. He's like, I expect it to be more of an open war movie, and I was like, it's very personal, it's very slow, like, just these folks. Mm-hmm. And I fucking loved it. I had a good time
with
it. It's not like my favorite movie, but it is definitely gorgeous.
It's the best movie I've seen this year.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I fully endorse seeing this movie. I loved this movie.
What was one of your favorite scenes? I say it because I know what mine is, but...
I really liked the scene where he's with the woman and the baby.
Yes.
Just because it... you know, it's personal, and I think that's where he realized, like, because he didn't want to be on this mission, and he's just like,
I have to do it.
This mission is more than just saving his brother. Like, this is saving these people from being murdered by somebody else simply because they're different or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I really loved that scene. And then the scene where they're digging the truck out.
Yeah.
And he's like, I have to do this.
And you see everyone
please
really
help me. And they're like, oh, he's actually serious. Okay. Yeah. There are a lot of real human personal moments in this that I really liked.
I agree. Like, I didn't even think about the truck scene, but the truck scene was really personal. Mm-hmm. Like, you could see it in someone. Everyone's like, oh, boys. I would say that also I really love that ethereal scene where he's getting out of, after he's dragged himself literally across bodies and then just slumps himself over there and just hears a song, and it's just so weird. But I would also say the scene where he's running after he leaves the woman and they start doing the flares and shit.
Oh,
fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. There's another
fucking terrifying cut
there.
Yeah. Fucking gorgeous. Fucking terrifying, but so beautifully shot. God damn. I even liked in a way, like, the whole thing with Mark Strong's character, just saying, have witnesses and stuff. Because, like, I expected this person to push back, and Benedict did, but then it was just like, nah, cool. And I was like, oh, I expected that to be more of a thing.
I mean, but he wasn't, because he was like, look, we're going to do this again, so fuck off.
Yeah.
He's like, sure, but in a week, we'll do this again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie. I was such a fan of this movie.
Also, the brother scene. I really like that.
Where he dies or he meets
He meets the other guy's brother. Oof. And he literally just has his hand out holding the stuff, and he kind of goes back and shakes his hand kind of thing, and that helps kind of close it down a little bit. You can see him kind of bring him back. Like, you can see the person reeling so fucking far, and like almost like a handshake kind of brings the brother back in a way. Oh, shit. There's a lot of shit there.
Yeah.
Fuck, go see this.
Yeah. This is...
I wish I would have seen it in Dolby. I wish I would have seen it in IMAX. I would have loved to seen it either of those, because this would be a good movie for those formats.
I mean, see in the theater.
Yes.
Wherever you can see it in the theater, see in the theater. If you can see it in an upgrade, see it in an upgrade. But you definitely need to see this in the theater. It's a fantastic movie.
Agreed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 343 of...
41.
Sprague and Ziggy. So we're Sprague and Ziggy Combat.
I'm Amber.
And Brace Your Geek.
Have a great week.
Movies redubbed with farts.
I mean, next.